glasses that are way too. Okay. I use any readers, just come on up. Okay, in chapter 17. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed, thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, be that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh and his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from the people. He that broken thy covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai, is that how you pronounce it called? Before she was called Sarah? Sarai, I don't know, probably done that wrong, Pastor. Thy wife, thou shalt not call her name that, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old and Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. I don't know about y'all, but even at 65, I cannot imagine having a child. Abraham had turned 100 years old and Sarah was 91 when they had a child, Isaac. They adored that baby. They loved him. God had made a covenant with them over that. I just can't imagine. Back then, people lived longer. They didn't have all these things, global warming and all that, I guess. Chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of thee. Now he waited, God waited this long to give them a child, and now he said, I want you to go sacrifice it. But you know what? Abraham said, Okay, whatever, that's good. Thy will be done, right? And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and I believe it said in the Bible that he was like 37. So Isaac kind of figured what was going on, right? I don't think it was Father's Day. And clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? He's starting to question now. Okay, this doesn't seem like it's going to be a fun time. Where is the lamb? What kind of offering are you going to give? Surely you're not talking about me. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. I don't know about you, but I'd be really not trusting my dad at that point. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou hast not withheld thy son. I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called that name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. They wanted a child so bad. They had prayed and prayed for years. God finally tells them, hey, you're going to have a son. You're going to be 100 years old. Can you imagine? Austin, I don't know how old you are, but can you imagine being 100 and having them babies?
No.
I don't think we could walk to the bathroom and change their diapers.
You're right.
Or 91, a mother being a 91 human birth. Oh my gosh. And he loved Isaac so much. But yet, he was not fearful. He was fearful of the Lord. He was obedient and said, Okay, Lord, you gave me my son. If you want him, I'm giving him to you. So he was very obedient. Then God gave him the ram. He was testing Abraham. In the same fashion, things that we want in life, things that we think will make us happy, trials and tribulations you may be going through right now, you have to have faith. But during the faith, you have to be obedient to God. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm hurting right now, and I'm just going to do what I want. You have to be obedient. And when you have faith and obedience together, it gives you the power to get through anything. And that's the Holy Spirit power. But you have to have faith. Somebody tell me, what is faith?
Things hoped for that you cannot see.
Things that we cannot see. You have to have that undying faith that God's going to take care of you. So with the faith, you be obedient. Faith plus obedience equals Holy Spirit power. Man, I've got the Holy Spirit power. That's what we've got to have to get through life. There is so many tragedies every day. People getting killed, gunmen going in, car wrecks, drugs. Life can really be depressing. But we need to focus on our nucleus in the home. That's where it starts. You pray together, you have devotion together, you start off good, you go in your workplace, you bring that spirit with you so other people want to know what it is that you have. What is going on with her? She's got something I really want. I see things in him that I'm just amazed at all the things that are going on with him, that he still loves God. That's what we got to show. So if you're in a trial, you're in a test, know it's because God is shaping you and forming you into the Christian that he wants you to be. Last week, Brother Larry talked about the different gifts. Wisdom, knowledge, manifestation of faith, wisdom, knowledge, prophecy. I think what happens is the more and more Jesus-like you become, the more you can experience all the gifts. if you are open to receive and do what it is God wants you to do, there is no stopping you. There is no stopping you. God will give you those manifestations. He will give you those gifts that are so wonderful. So I just want to tell you that even though things look really bad, God's got something else there for you. He had a plan for Abraham. Even though he was 100, his son's 37, he loved him. I wouldn't want to take him up to the Mount Moriah and put her down and go, hey, sorry, you know. But he had that much faith in God.
Amen.
So that's what we have to do, folks. We have got to have the faith, be obedient, and have the power. And I keep telling myself every day when I wake up, today's going to be a good day. And most of the time it's not, because I miss David so much. But you know God's got me right where he wants me. He can hear me. He can see me. And he wants the best for me.
Amen.
Even though I don't think this is the best, he knows what the best is.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage each of you just to keep the faith. Keep being obedient. Read your Bible. Do stuff for God. And he will give you the power to get through every situation. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love of Abraham. Thank you that he showed us how much that he loved you. Lord, thank you for your agape love. I know sometimes we must be so hard to love, but you constantly just love us right where we are. Thank you, Father. I pray blessings of finances, blessings of healing, blessings of joy and peace on each and every person here today. I pray the Holy Spirit would minister and make this a special day, that when people leave the church, they said it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you, God, for a husband that wanted to carry your legacy on. And thank you for a man, Larry Thacker, that wants to carry on that legacy. Father, may each of us make a legacy that others can see and know, that we can say, yes, we really love God, and we can show others. I love you, Father. I love you so much. We give you this today in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.